First, the bad news. SAP Business AI won't generate amusing holiday cards, but it will personalize career paths for your people and let you know which suppliers are best, so you can be ready for the next opportunity. Revolutionary technology, real-world results. That's SAP Business AI.
Welcome to the Instagram Stories. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. On Fridays, we do something called Feature Friday, where we talk about a feature of Instagram that you might have forgotten about, or maybe you never knew that it existed. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things within the Stories camera that you might not realize or be aware are there. Okay, let's get into it. So first, when you open up Instagram, you can slide to the left in order to open up the Stories camera. Once you have it open, if you want to take a picture or a video, you might use the big button that's in the center at the bottom, but you can also tap the volume down button in order to take a picture, or you can press and hold it in order to take a video. This is one of my favorite things to do, especially if you're moving while you're making this video or photo. Additionally, if you have the Stories camera open and you're making a video, you can tap and hold on the big button in the center at the bottom. And if you want to zoom in on what you're recording, maybe you want a close-up of your face or something that you're filming that is moving, if you slide your finger up the screen, you can actually zoom in to your face or something else, and then slide your finger back down in order to zoom out. This is a really great way to highlight the action of what you want the story to focus on. The last thing I want to talk about is multi-capture mode. If you haven't used it before, it's in the Instagram story camera and it lets you take a bunch of shots at once. If you don't use multi-capture mode, you can only take one photo and then you have to post it to your story before you can take a second photo. With multi-capture, you can take up to 8 photos and then you can customize each photo with different text or drawings or pictures and then post each one of those photos as a separate story. Multi-capture is a really interesting thing. If you haven't messed with it at all yet, I highly recommend taking a few minutes to try it out. That's it for today's show. Come back tomorrow for more Instagram news, strategy, tips, and more.